How can you form relationships with people in your community? And what exactly does that involve? Well, today on Making Your Life Count, Pastor Paul David Tripp speaks from personal experience.
I'm in the midst of building a relationship with a Lebanese guy that has a little chicken place around the corner from us. And the one thing that I've determined to do when I'm in those situations that I'm regularly in my community is treat people with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Treat human beings like human beings. And so from day one, I was asking that guy how his day was. And we've developed this relationship where I have just begun to share with him the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He recently asked if I could give him some of my books, and that's an ongoing relationship, and I'm saying good gospel things to him, and he's asking good questions. And you know, sometimes those conversations lead right away to a person making a commitment. Sometimes they're more of a process, and I think this guy has just been blown away that somebody has shown him love.
Paul gives his unique viewpoint on sharing truth.
How do we discipline ourselves not just to treat people like functions or names? It's hard. I mean, you get busy and you blow by people, and I mean, I do it. But I've determined to pick out people that I'm going to see on a regular basis and build a relationship with them and look for ways of inserting the truth in the conversations and see what God will do.
What a great reminder. Be deliberate in building relationships with the people you see on a regular basis. I'm Steve Douglas.